Many would say flooding in Missouri has been abnormal over the last several months, and Missouri Department of Natural Resources would agree, particularly those who are having to clean up in the aftermath. Environmental scientist with the department, Stephen McLean, says hundreds of containers have been beached along the banks of the Missouri.
We found everything from 1,000-gallon propane anhydrous ammonia tanks down to gallon paint cans. Most of it was petroleum products like diesel fuel, and then there was some agricultural products, pesticides, herbicides, anhydrous ammonia, and some propane tanks.
McLean says this normally happens after a flood.
But it's usually on a much faster turnaround time. The Missouri does a lot of flash flooding, and so the water comes up with a rain event, the rain goes down, and the next day we are out there looking at the container that may have floated away.
But this year's cleanup efforts were much different.
And when the flooding started, it was spring. The water didn't go right down, which is typical of Missouri flooding. It comes up, it goes down, and we move on. This particular season, the water came up, and it stayed up. And so getting into some of those areas were a challenge, and some property owners are just now getting into some of their property to assess the damage. Just the nature of the length of this flooding has been a little different.
The majority of the debris was found in extreme northwest Missouri, most of it north of St. Joseph, although some items were found as far downriver as St. Louis. Missouri DNR now has to identify the potential owners of the containers where possible.
If we could identify the owner, we'd do that. Anhydrous and propane is pretty easy to find the owners. The newer tanks have serial numbers on them. The older tanks or a lot of the herbicides and pesticide tanks didn't have any identification marks on them at all. So if we found product left in the tanks, we have sent that off to a recycler to be recycled, and the tank was recycled as well.
His advice for the next flood event in Missouri:
I hope that this never happens again, but if you live in a floodplain, I'm always encouraging folks to label your containers. Put your name, your phone number on them somehow so that if it does float away, which I hope it doesn't, but if it does, we can get it back to you.
So far, over 700 containers have been found, and the agency may be collecting errant containers through at least January.